Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 8.
With Soul Brother! Mm.
Right. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Hey.
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
Andrew Conway.
Yep.
And Mr. Gotti Elcon.
What's up?
I like how all of you guys are all looking at your phones right now.
I'm not.
No, except for Brian.
Well, you didn't have to let everyone know.
They're all texting each other.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're saying.
Can you believe what they're
both
saying?
These guys, we're
Andrew,
I'm
you don't know this is
me. I'm Snapchatting.
You're Snapchatting. All right, this is our genre talk section. It's like coffee talk.
Coffee.
But it's genre talk. And this week, we're going to talk about sports films or sports in films. So I guess we'll start out... what are some of the best sports films of all time?
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack? That's a sports film.
League of Their Own.
That's
the only sports film that needs
Tom Hanks is so good as Jimmy Dugan.
Well, there is no crying in baseball.
Yes, no crying in baseball. What is the name of Stidwell's mother?
Stidwell? Oh.
Not Betty Spaghetti.
Yeah, no, that's not her. That's the one that husband dies.
Yeah.
I know what.
Stidwell, I like when he throws the glove at him. You're gonna lose. I don't remember Stillwell Angel.
I like Field of Dreams and kind of going along with that 8 Men Out.
So that's
8 Men Out is really underrated
because
it got pretty in-depth and Cusack was halfway good. And what's the lead actor plays Shoeless Joe?
Isn't it John Cusack?
No. Oh, no. The guy who played the lead guy, though. The guy that was in...
David Statham?
Was he
John
the...
John Statham?
David was the prosecutor, wasn't he?
He was one of the players in...
Yeah.
It's a great movie. I don't even remember who the fuck anyone was. Let's move on to other great...
Do you like...
Bull Durham. Bull Durham is awesome.
What about Major League?
Major League was the first
that
one.
That was definitely a great
Willie Mays Hayes.
We've named all baseball and one golf
Little
one
Giants?
So far. That's a football one.
You guys missed Mighty Ducks.
Hockey.
You had the whole thing with the kids going to the majors. So you have like the Rookie of the Year
and Little
Middle
League.
Big League.
Little Giants
was pretty
good. Little Giants was great.
Right.
Icebox.
Rick Moranis and Ed O'Neill.
I also really love
How Can You Forget Necessary Reference?
Which one?
Kicking and Screaming.
Shot in Denton, Texas.
Will Ferrell one? It's a soccer one, right?
Yes.
Another great soccer one, Ladybugs.
The late Jonathan Brandis.
Oh,
yes.
That's tough.
Late
what about Bad News Bears?
Bad
News Bears is really good.
There was a remake
Walter
of that, right?
Yeah.
Moneyball.
With Billy Bob Thornton.
Moneyball was pretty good. What about Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That movie's real good, Denzel.
Yeah, I love that movie.
The little white girl that knew everything.
Rudy's a great movie.
Rudy's a horrible movie.
How is it a horrible movie?
It is completely wrong, and it is cheesy as
you
shit.
You are wrong.
Great
and
movie.
It disrespects Notre Dame.
What are you talking about? How does that
disrespect.
Movie disrespect
Notre
Dame?
Because no coach in the right mind would put a shitty player in the game like that.
They did.
Even for just... They know they did.
In real life.
No,
the
they
last few seconds.
Google it and read the story. None of that shit happened. All of it's fucking made up. No player went in there, I'm going to give up my position for... So what the hell is that kid's name again? Rudy! First of all, no, none of it's true. F that movie.
So you don't like the movie because of its historical...
Another
you
right.
don't like
damn,
it for its entertainment value
right.
or...
I just disrespect
acting.
It. It's not a bad movie, but it's
another great
wrong.
Football movie that's... Has one of Gotti's favorite actors in it, The Replacements.
Keanu
Reeves.
That is
great.
One of my favorite actors.
You know what?
I am serious.
It's
about
a lot better than Any Given Sunday
Rising
or any
like
other shitty
any
film.
Any Given Sunday.
Oh, other than the Pacino
like
any speech,
any at all.
That movie sucked.
But I love the
Jamie Foxx.
I like
the
scene when the guy got sacked so hard his eyeball flew.
Yeah, because that's
realistic.
Poor Lawrence Taylor.
What about futuristic sports movies like Solar Babies or Rollerball?
Rollerball was great.
Does anybody remember Solar Babies?
No.
Nobody
what was
remembers
the futuristic
Solar Babies.
Football movie?
Wait, are you sure it's not? Is it not like Willow, where you made it up in your head?
Willow is a made-up movie. Did
Star
I make Willow up in my head?
Futuristic football.
Holy
what
shit!
What about Harry Potter and all their
was
little?
Look at Solar Babies. It's like hockey.
Well, along the lines of Replacements, you have, you know, Unnecessary Rough or
Necessary Roughness with Sinbad and
Wildcats,
Ireland,
old school Wildcats with.
Well, Goldie.
Goldie Hawn.
No, yeah.
Got a lot of those awesome, you know, underdogs.
You got, like, what about boxing
stories.
Movies? You got Raging Bull.
Play
the
to
Fighter,
the Bone,
Rocky.
Woody Harrelson.
Play to the Bone, Rocky.
And
Rocky.
Puss in Boots.
The fire?
What's his name?
Antonio Banderas.
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots. Puss
in Boots.
Not a bad movie.
Not
Real
bad
Steel?
Movie.
I like that movie.
What about Stallone with the little...
But there's all the Rockies.
Oh,
Over the Top! That is the third most homoerotic movie ever made. Is
Over
the top?
Top?
Yes, it is.
But Rudy's not
speaking
fucking
homoerotic
movies.
No,
Everybody cuddled at the end of the game. That was at the credits.
At what?
In Rudy.
Damn, thank you. Boom.
Snuggles.
Group orgy.
Snuggles.
How is that not homoerotic? Go.
Yeah, but in Over the Top.
There's no
girl
kicker. It's
a bunch of sweaty dudes... Like
Rudy,
having
bunch
sex
of sweaty
with
dudes,
and not to mention
and a little guy.
That's pretty.
You know what
pretty
I'm
much
saying?
Any movie with
the
John Claude Van Damme.
What
medals.
About Cutting Edge 1-4?
Oh,
we probably missed Cutting Edge the first one.
Yes, 1-4.
Great love story. Oh,
so that
beautiful.
Brings me.
Also, I love Alive. We can't forget Alive.
Is that a
well, soccer player? Is what they eat in the
But there's
no
a soccer
sports
plane
sports
in the movie.
There was a soccer ball. They're kicking the soccer ball
yeah,
in the plane.
What about Sandlot?
Oh,
yeah.
They were rugby.
Sandlot, yes.
And
yes,
the Mean
yes.
Green.
If you do a live, you gotta do
Mean Green
because there was a volleyball.
Anything with Patrick Renner
yeah,
in it.
The Mean Green.
Yeah, Sandlot. Easily the most quotable sports film of all time.
Yeah.
The most adorable.
Almost.
Too.
But you're forgetting Angels in the Outfield. Most quotable.
Christopher Lloyd, man. He's awesome. In
that's
that
not
movie.
Better.
Matthew McConaughey is one of his first movies.
That's
true.
That's true.
All right. All right.
So in thinking and saying we've said all these movies and it seems like most of them have been baseball, but what's the question? The question is like what sports films do they not really like to make in
badminton.
The US?
Badminton.
Cycling?
Badminton.
Breaking Away.
Like is there a lot of
cycling they're making a Lance Armstrong
yeah, they,
movie.
Yeah, with Bradley Cooper, right?
And they're doing
wrestling
a racing movie
ones.
With Ron Howard.
Vision Quest?
Which isn't a sport, but doesn't matter.
But there hasn't been The Wrestler is probably the best wrestling movie.
That's it. Yeah.
But anything else
that's
has been like
about
a silly
the sport
one.
Wrestling, that's the entertainment wrestling.
It's pro wrestling.
It's
yeah,
it's a sport.
But I mean, have there really been really good tennis movies?
Yeah, there was
Match Point.
Match Point. Pretty good.
That
Wimbledon.
Wasn't a tennis movie. That was
they're in Wimbledon. There was a movie called Wimbledon.
Yeah,
that's
what I was saying.
Yeah,
suck
not
balls.
Good.
But Match Point was out. Good.
That's not a sports movie.
It's
sports
well,
what
about
golf?
That terrible
yeah.
movie with Sean William Scott. That's a
Happy Gilmore.
What
Ten
about,
cup,
what's the
golf
one with
covered.
Zach Galifianakis and Snow
Swimming? What about swimming?
It's out of...
Oh, Out Cold. I love that
Out Cold,
movie.
Yeah.
Diver.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here going, okay, which
skiing?
Ones don't work? Snowboarding works. So.
If we're going with, like, iSports, Better Off Dead, the skiing.
The ski Patrol. But
ski Patrol is great.
What movies are they... What sports are they not really show here?
Like,
bowling?
Not
even soccer
bowling
movies.
We don't see
Rigging
a lot of... Yeah, we don't see a lot of soccer. Except for like,
and if it's soccer,
it.
It's only
if it
comedy,
is, it's
right?
An import like Bend It Like Beckham
or
like
She's
comedy.
The Man.
No, what was the one with Nelson Mandela? Well, Morgan Freeman is Nelson Mandela.
Oh, with Matt Damon.
That's rugby
Damon.
Though.
That was
soccer.
Rugby.
I thought
it was rugby.
Rugby.
Because there's this scene when the camera goes into the
they're
huddle.
Two different sports. Why he's carrying it? It's right.
Yeah.
They're in the
he's holding
and
the ball.
Just
yeah.
Like
definitely soccer.
It was
not soccer.
And they've done a few hockey ones like slap shot and miracle.
Pro fishing. Do we have any of those?
Has there been a fish approved
well,
movie?
There's fishing in a lot of movies.
Yeah, but
gone
not
fishing. Gone Fishing with Danny Glover. And,
are they pro fishers though? I don't think they're fishermen.
They
pro fishers? Are they pro fishers?
We have kickboxer. The kickboxer.
Bird watching.
Yeah,
the best year.
Bird
watching. Well, what about basketball?
Which is a great
I feel
movie.
Like basketball. There's some good basketball movies, but it hasn't.
Basketball
is
usually more about comedy now.
They've never
like
done
a
good NBA
basketball movie. That was good.
Right was adorable.
Blue Chips was
like Mike.
Nick Nolte film back in the day.
What was that, Eddie?
Oh,
Eddie?
The era there with Kevin Bacon. That's the best
one.
Let's go to Africa, get some tall African. I know we do in real life, but let's make it.
White Man Can't Jump's a great, great classic.
Also, guys, we've completely forgotten the Jamaican bobsledding team.
Oh,
yeah! The ultimate bobsled movie. We can't be beat.
Well, I think it's the only one. Can you name another one besides? I don't think there's any other bobsled movies.
John Candy, that's the only one.
The only
which
one
means they haven't.
Done perfectly. Yeah. They don't need to
and John Candy was in that.
Oh, yes.
The late John Candy. Has there been any surfing movies?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Master McGonagall did one called
Chasing Mavericks, Soul
Break.
Surfer.
Oh,
Chasing
that,
Mavericks.
Where the girl
is good.
Lost her arm.
Soul Surfer.
The Christian
Soul Surfer.
Oh, yeah. Shit Surfer. Yeah.
Oh, would you consider.
Oh shit,
surfer! Shit, surfer! Nazis must die.
Force Gump.
Jeer. Surf Ooh. Nazis Must Die. It's trauma.
It's a oh.
Ping pong. Yeah.
Yeah. There was also the one with
Balls
the guy that
theory.
Looks like yeah, that one. Yeah. I was like the guy
yeah.
that looks like
ping pong and
ping pong.
But yeah, the only tennis movie I can really think in my head is the
oh, what about
Wes
Polo?
Anderson one. Oh, Royal Tenenbaums.
There's
they,
a new there's a new movie like, coming out like where I guess the two champions that partner up as doubles and like I can't remember who's in it, but it's gonna be funny.
Has
comedy.
There been a lacrosse movie?
I
oh, there
Mark,
was.
Yeah.
There was a lacrosse movie with Brandon Routh.
Well, an American Pie.
There was a lacrosse movie with Brandon Routh.
Terrible.
Recently.
Yeah.
Well, because lacrosse is like the new it sport. Like everyone's playing lacrosse now. Football's.
What about rowing? The only rowing one I can
Social
think of
network.
Is
Social Network is good rowing. We said we didn't record
But that's not
yet.
A rowing movie. That's just a movie that features.
I don't know.
Might as well stop talking to ourselves.
We can keep going.
We'll keep going. What else? Rowan. I don't know about Rowan. Rowan Atkinson?
Sports movie?
Track and field? Do we
got? What about like Olympic movies besides music?
Track and field's a good one. How many, like, is there a Jesse Owens?
I just think Revenge of the Nerds has the...
Prefontaine.
Long distance running.
Yeah.
Wasn't there two Prefontaine? There was two Prefontaine films.
There was one with Rick
one with
Schroeder.
And then there was one...
Rick Schroeder, right?
Yeah.
Or was it Jared Leto?
Why do you think they don't do as many soccer movies as they do baseball movies? Is it because
America's
pastime is baseball? Everybody likes to see that more?
I think so, but there are a shit ton more people that play soccer now, especially kids, so you'd figure they'd do at least a kids movie.
What was that?
And other than Ladybugs, they haven't done one since. And maybe because...
Green Street Hooligans was the only thing
it's not for
kids.
It's not set in America. And it's definitely British soccer.
The movie starring Michael Sheen.
It's a British story. It takes place in Manchester. Vinnie Jones has a soccer movie where
United,
they're in prison.
Right?
Yeah, United was really
good. What
about
that one that we saw together with Gerard Butler?
Oh, halfway decent, but the soccer was kind of meh.
What movie is that?
Where he plays like everyone loves Gerard Butler, like they do in every damn movie.
All the ladies love Gerard Butler.
Though I did like Chasing Mavericks. We brought that up for surfers for Surf King over here.
Exactly.
There's also the one... Oh, no,
what about racquetball?
Nice. Has there been a racquetball movie?
There's racquetball lots of movies.
What about ice skating movies?
Handball. Well, we did Cutting Edge.
Was that the one with the hockey player and them? Okay.
I'm trying to think of a really good racquetball. There is, like...
Right, in handball?
Handball. I could see a scene. I just can't figure out what movie it's
What
from.
About, like, sprint running movies?
Because remember, there's that scene in...
Like, Chariots of Fire or something like that? Chariots of Fire is a regular movie.
There's a scene in Big where they're playing a handball.
Yeah.
They are?
Oh, Bradley Whitford?
Yeah.
Right. Whoever the dude is.
Isn't there something, isn't there a movie with, is it Sarah Marshall?
With what?
They were doing a handball against the wall. Was it in that movie? Or there's another movie with, what's his face from the movie?
No one ever plays Wall Ball.
What about a highlight?
I remember Wall Ball.
I've never seen a good highlight movie.
Another a good what?
Highlight.
Where they have those big sticks. It's like...
Big curved.
Indian game, and it looks super fast.
Has there been a croquet movie or a bocce ball movie?
There's
never been a badminton movie.
Cricket. There's been a couple cricket movies though.
Cricket. There was
Shaun of the Dead.
Dude
had
from
a cricket.
For Gangster Marshall.
Well, they had cricket bats.
Yeah.
The guy keeps hitting him.
But then there was Bennett like Beckham. That
is that I Love You, Man?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know.
What about what do you think sports films are better if they're comedy or drama? Like if they're like
drama's definitely like much more memorable. All the great drama ones are memorable, like Raging Bull.
I mean, didn't Raging Bull and Rocky win Best Picture?
Yeah,
at the
Rocky
Oscars?
Did. Raging Bull didn't. That
they
was
didn't?
The whole.
I know. I was
throwing
the ring for most memorable for comedy, like Caddyshack and Major League
over Rocky.
What? Caddyshack is quoted like daily,
and so is Sandlot.
Well, through the whole,
there might be more
whole.
Quotable, but if people ask, "What's your favorite sports movie?" Field of Dreams.
Right.
You know, Bull Durham, even though that's comedic, that's dramatic.
Well, yeah, and I guess, like, A League of Their Own still counts as a drama, too.
Yeah, that's a dramatic movie. I mean,
but
I think most
know,
are dramas.
Both,
what was the one with Sandra Bullock recently?
with
John Lovitz.
The Blind Side?
Yeah, I mean, that was a dramatic
She needs to play more night games.
Which, the real story was so much better than the movie, but whatever. It's a good director.
What about, we forgot Invincible with Mark Wahlberg. Oh my God!
Oh,
yeah,
the fan
love
to play football.
I did like The Fighter, but not because of Mark Wahlberg.
What would you like to see more of?
I'm a big
of?
Fan. I also love Big Fan.
Oh, Big Fan with
Patton
Oswalt.
Yeah,
it was an awesome movie.
Very underrated movie.
It was a great movie. What would you like to see more of?
A good, decent basketball movie other than, like,
that's
Hoosiers.
What I'm saying.
Like, NBA, like...
Like He Got Game or something. Not Eddie or anything.
He Got Game's the closest to it.
Just Right is a very good
Just
Right's
nowhere near. He Got Game, though, is really good. That's Spike and it's Denzel.
What was that terrible movie with Kevin Durant they just had where the kid
Thunderstruck?
Just Right 2, probably.
Thunderstruck was the story of...
Still Right.
Do you think they should remake any sports movie?
What about The Rookie? That's a good
one. The Rookie.
Or the baseball with, what's his face that was married to Meg Ryan.
What about, was it The Last Boy Scout?
Ice hockey, we forgot.
Is that a
Miracle? Miracle was recent.
Which
one
was the one with the guy that had the skull, the football player that had skull makeup? It was older, like.
Oh, from 92,
yeah.
The Pact. It was a football movie.
Program.
Oh, yeah. They all laid in the middle of the road on the center line.
What was that horror, thriller that had a fan?
De Niro.
Wesley Snipes.
You don't see a lot of, the fan type movies. Maybe that would be a good one. Like, something revolved around
Stalker.
The Jean-Claude Van Damme movie where the bomb's in the ice.
Yeah, because he's great.
Would you consider
Double Team with Dennis Rodman?
Out of Time? Is it Out of Time?
Bloodsport a sports movie?
Yeah. It plays off the
sport. Yeah, all MMA stuff? Anything with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
I mean, what's the most recent? The Warrior? Warrior or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a really good
with
MMA.
Tom Hardy.
Who Comes the Boom?
It was a horrible one, but
it was actually
did have a lot of people.
I actually really
it.
Enjoyed that movie. That was one of my favorites.
I forgot about
Boom.
Boom.
It was great.
Was
really wasn't that a Kickstarter thing?
Because there's a really good ice hockey movie, because like Slapshot, you know.
Slapshot's real good.
It's awesome. But yeah, The Goon was pretty good. I actually liked Stifler's performance in that.
Yeah. Wasn't what you were expecting
definitely.
All. Like, he was kind of adorable in it.
Do you think there's like going to be a kite flying movie at all?
Well, there was the Kite Runner, but
it's
a little bit different.
It has more child rape.
Yeah, a little bit different. Not the first sports movie to have child rape, though. I'm not going to.
Is there another one? Probably
stop there.
I don't know.
Oh, what about race car movies? We saw
Rush.
Rush
looks like
Rush comes out.
You guys also forgot Turbo.
Speed Racer, guys.
Was that the snail one?
Yes.
Well, the race car, we have the Cold Trickle.
It's hard to do when
Senna,
it's not really a
Senna
sport.
Was an amazing documentary about race cars.
Yeah, documentaries.
Yeah.
If you want to get into documentaries.
Don't forget Talladega Nights.
What's the basketball one about the two?
Hoop Dreams.
Hoop Dreams is still one of the greatest movies about sports ever.
Too, right?
No, Steve James.
I also just saw.
Steve James, baby.
So sad.
I just saw
great director.
The Crash Reel.
What about Basketball Diaries?
Oh, yeah. Crash Reel's good.
Bananas. It's so good.
That's really sad.
Sad to watch.
Very sad.
The Crash Reel.
Always wear a helmet.
Snowboarding, but...
It
was snowboarding.
And he...
I thought it was like the... It wasn't the... Yeah,
no,
it was.
But it was snowboarding, but he...
Jumping
tricks.
One.
Yeah.
Tricks. It's not
freestyle.
Your typical...
Freestyle
yeah.
Snowboarding. And
it's
he
different.
Ended up having
there's
the,
a difference.
Kevin
Durant's in every movie now, like Samuel Jackson.
But he was training for the Olympics. He was supposed to give Sean White a run for his money in 9 days.
We're forgetting dodgeball.
The Olympics.
There was
dodgeball.
Dodgeball
is genius.
Yeah.
Dodgeball is
great.
And I
liked Andrew Serrat of Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights is funny.
It is a pretty funny one.
It's one of
the
better
dodgeball.
Drivers.
I forgot there's a dodgeball movie.
Yeah. I love dodgeball.
So what we've learned today is that there is a...
Every sport's been made except
sports
for badminton.
Everybody.
Yeah. So no badminton.
Cricket. What about cricket?
Cricket's been done. Cricket bats. Shaun the Dead.
Oh. Well, that's our talk for sports. Genre talk for sports.
If you really care.
Let us know if we forgot any sports.
We'll try to write a badminton film for you.
Yeah, name a sport you think needs to be represented, because we don't think there aren't anymore.